Well, welcome. We're going to continue singing in a moment, but just to say a really warm welcome to Cheyenne, to Elliot and Ruby May, who's going to be baptized this morning, and to all your friends and family. It's fantastic to see you. A reminder for those who come along often, but also to say to you guys who haven't been here before, that you're welcome. Everything that you need should be on the bits of paper that were handed to you as you came in, or will be on the screen. If you prefer to use the screen, that's fine. As you can see, we have an area here where our younger members of the congregation are really welcome to come at any point in the service, and to colour in or to use the toys there. So do feel really comfortable and welcome to do that. So we meet in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So loving God, thank you that we can come and be with you, and that you love to be with us and encounter us. So we ask for your presence here this morning. We ask you to come and bless us, and may we bless you as we worship you this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do be seated as Dennis comes to give our notices this morning.
Good morning to you, everyone. Just very quickly, the notices this morning, because we don't want to delay the baptism any longer. First of all, new rotors should be in the pigeonholes of those that are on it. So look in your pigeonholes today and pick up your rotors for November and December. There's a new notice sheet, as I say. I could just draw your attention to one or two items in there, taking them chronologically. First of all, light party. That's on October the 31st at 4 o'clock in here, obviously. And there are invitations at the back of church. If you want an invitation, take it there. And they are to be delivered to various roads in the locality. So if you can deliver one, set in your road or a neighbouring road, then take the map pack and sign up that you've taken it. That's a light party, October 31st. Following on the 1st of November, here at 3 o'clock is our memorial service. Again, if you want anyone remembered in this memorial service, then put your name on the list at the back and we can remember them by name. So that's memorial service here on Sunday, 1st of November. The other point I would draw your attention is on the 8th of November, it's the last day for collecting the shoeboxes for the Operation Christmas Child. Those that haven't got them, the shoeboxes are around somewhere. If you want to take one, take it and bring it back to the office by November the 8th. I think that's all the notices I've got. I think Jodie's got a couple.
It is very quick. I had a call from John Slaughter this morning to say that Brian and Norma Heard send their love to everybody at St. Michael's, and I thought you would like to know that.
Just a quick one to say that Firm Foundation, afterwards we're doing the night shelter. We've signed up for 3 nights, so if you can come and see me, if you volunteered after the service. Thank you.
Sneaking in to say Forest Church, 3 o'clock this afternoon in the woods behind All Saints Church. Come and gather around the bonfire if you want to find out more. Grab me after.
Notices down in this church, because I have a few of my own. Just to say that if you are in secondary school, our youth group happens the third Sunday of the month. It's on tonight, a light, very good fun. Do come along. I'm not going to say that. And for those of you who are regular members of the congregation, you'll know that we've had a sort of a giving series asking you to think about maybe giving us a financial gift, a sort of lump sum, and people did do that on our Harvest Sunday, so thank you for that. We're also asking you to think about whether you might increase your stewardship giving, so your regular giving. That's really, really helpful. If you didn't come along on Harvest Sunday and you would like to give a lump sum, there are some of these special envelopes at the back, so please do pick that up. We'll be obviously gathering in our full giving gift aid day total over the next few weeks. So if you weren't able to do that on Harvest Sunday, please do that over the next few weeks. Thank you. Brilliant. Okay, before we come to our baptism, we always, when we meet, we like to open ourselves up to God so that God can come and meet us in the light and the darkness of our lives, because our lives are never just good. And sometimes things happen to us, or we do things that get in the way of our relationship with God. So that's what we do now. And we come together to pray this prayer of preparation and to confess our sins together, knowing that God is always going to be there and forgive us. So we say this together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so let's pray together as we confess our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Please cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so as we rest in that abundant love and forgiveness that God always pours out on us, please can I ask you to stand as we sing the Gloria together. And the way that we're doing that this morning is that you just copy, respond to what Catherine sings over here. So she will sing the first line and we respond with the second.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to our Maker. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen.
Okay, so if I can ask the parents and godparents and for Ruby to come to the front now, everyone else may be seated. If you remember and take your liturgies with you that I gave to you. So if you help Ruby, maybe she can, if you stand around here. Yeah, if you make a line there. That's brilliant. Perfect. Hello, Ruby. You all right? Yeah, she knows. Because we practice whatever she wants. Okay. And so it's always a privilege to be part of someone's baptism, and getting to know Cheyenne and Ruby at Toddlers has been really wonderful for me. I've really enjoyed it. And Ruby and I have practiced this moment, so we'll see how it goes this morning, but she seems like she's ready for it. So, if you all have your liturgies with you, there is a point now where I need to ask the congregation a question. That includes you, so it should be. That's all right. She'll come back in a minute, I'm sure. And because actually what we're doing here is we are saying as the church family that we are going to help Ruby grow in faith. And so we need to be intentional about that and commit to that ourselves. So, faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome Ruby May and uphold her in her new life in Christ? Wonderful. Okay, now I turn to parents and godparents. The church receives Ruby May with joy. Today we are trusting God for her growth in faith. Will you pray for her, draw her by your example into the community of faith, and walk with her in the way of Christ? In baptism, Ruby May begins her journey in faith. She's fine, don't worry. You speak for Ruby May today. Will you care for her and help her to take her place within the life and worship of Christ's church? Wonderful. So that in baptism, we make this decision, and you're making it for Ruby May on her behalf today. And the decision is in two halves. It's always about turning away from those things which are destructive and turning towards Christ, who is going to help us to make good life decisions, good choices, choices which are going to make us flourish. And so, parents, godparents, and sponsors, do you receive Ruby May as a gift from God? Do you wish to give thanks to God and seek his blessing?
We do.
God, our Creator, we thank you for the wonder of new life and for the mystery of human love. We thank you for all whose support and skill surround and sustain the beginning of life. We thank you that we are known to you by name and loved by you from all eternity. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who has opened to us the way of love. We praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God?
I reject him.
Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil?
I renounce them.
Do you repent of the sins